It is said that when you gaze at the Earth from space, you can't discern any borders between countries. Well, if an English teacher were to start talking about something like this, the most of the students would imagine that he or she is going to talk about international issues. The world is one. Visualize each one of us as a crew member of Spaceship Earth. Well, I am quite good at talking about these things, but not today, some other time maybe. The borderline, which I want to talk about today, is a line delineating which things teachers are expected to do and which ones are somebody else's job. In other words, is this my job? Looking back a couple of years ago, I sometimes had the thought, schools are more like 24-hour open convenience stores. I'm sure I'm not the only one who received phone calls or emails late at night only to be asked, do I have vocabulary test tomorrow? Or like, do I need to bring lunch tomorrow? I've already talked about these things at school, but it's so easy for them to ask me and send me email, that's why they couldn't do it. And I did provide my phone number, but to be used in case of emergency only. When I was taking care of a class as their homeroom teacher, I had to make wake-up calls quite often. This is because their parents leave their house earlier than their children, or maybe they're all sleeping. I felt like I was their mother or mother's mother. And I used to be a sister, honestly, but time has transformed me and I couldn't be a sister anymore. But anyway, being a mother of 40 children is not that simple. And nowadays, thanks to the advent of technology, it's getting worse, I think. Well, let me give you an example. If a student will be late for school due to train delay or something, they can simply post a message in Twitter. And everyone, if not many, gets to see it. Either I see it myself or the student classmate inform me. Maybe the technology has made some students really lazy, because if a student will be absent from school, they can simply send a message and give me email from their bed. So forget about waking up and talking things. First couple times, I told the student not to send email and asked parents to call me at school in the morning. But these two failed. Their mother started to send an email to me instead of their children. So it's not surprising anymore. I got about 20 emails first thing in the morning. Okay, I will give you a totally different example. Have you ever had a phone call, someone outside of school asking, excuse me, is it raining around your school right now? When I took this call, I obliged the caller by walking to the window and checked whether it was raining outside or not, and I went back to the phone and I told the lady, I think it's not raining around the school right now, but why? She said, I live near your school and I just wondering I should bring an umbrella or not. Oh, thank God. So at that time, I thought, okay, I'm working in public junior high school, so, okay, I can't avoid these, you know, calls. When I was teaching at junior high school, I had to give my packed lunch to the students sometimes. This is because the student didn't have enough money to buy lunch or make lunch. What kind of teacher can just ignore the hungry student, no? So, like this, as you can imagine, there are so many things that I wondered, is that my job? Is that a part of the job of teacher? And by the way, you must be wondering, what made this cranky woman participate in this speech contest? Well, I've been doing speech activities since I was 16. And since then, more than for 25 years, I've written so many speeches. Some were well written and others are so horrible I couldn't show them off in public. But while I'm writing speeches, I can talk to myself and I can get rid of stress a little bit because I can let evil me out and I can be my own counselor and then I can feel a little bit happy. And while I'm thinking of the strategy and also persuasion of the speech, somehow my adrenaline come out and I become even healthier. And I'm having a lot of stress these days and I needed this opportunity. Well, and I also know about the power of the great speeches, and I love great speeches. Recently, Omo Tenashi's speech and other presentation made the Tokyo Olympics come true. Or, one child, one teacher, one pen, and one book can change the world. That was Malala's speech, and she got a Nobel Peace Prize at the age of 17. And I think, one teacher's, one great speech can change the school. That's what I'm trying to. And while I'm thinking of the demarcation line of our job, I thought, oh, it's impossible to draw the line. It was really difficult for me to draw the line. So I made up my mind to draw up my own borderline, which means I turn off my phone when I'm sleeping. Thank you very much for sharing.